Welcome to the August News Roundup on WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer.
And I'm Katie Anderson. Fort Wayne is no longer a two-newspaper town. Sure, some were saying that last year when the Fort Wayne News Sentinel became a web-only publication with occasional print inserts in the Journal Gazette. In early August, the News Sentinel laid off 7 of its 8 remaining staff members. To begin our show this hour, we're joined by Bob Kaler, a writer, editor, and photographer who was with the News Sentinel for nearly 30 years. He spoke with WBOI News Director Rebecca Green.
I am joined in the studio today by Bob Kaler, longtime veteran Fort Wayne area journalist and former employee at the News Sentinel. Bob, thank you so much for coming by WBOI Presents.
Well, it's great to see you again. Newspaper reunion hour on the radio.
Yes, we're both kind of refugees from some of the changes in that particular industry. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you today about was spate of layoffs at the News Sentinel. Not so much because newspaper layoffs are an unusual thing, but what it kind of left the News Sentinel with and what that, looking back at the history of the paper, kind of what that means for them and kind of maybe where they were back a while ago. So how long were you at the News Sentinel?
28 years, from 1989 to 2017.
And what did you do for them while you were there?
Oh, boy. What didn't I do? I was a reporter. I was a columnist. I was an opinion writer. I was an editor. Almost every job. Yeah. Even a stint as obit writer. So, yeah, they're all over the place. And that was what happened in a big, flexible organization like that. There were a lot of different jobs to try out and a lot of ways to move around many different areas of journalism in a Fort Wayne news operation.
And for our listeners that may not know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the parent company of the News Sentinel, which is Ogden Publishing out of West Virginia, laid off the entire staff, but local columnist and reporter Kevin Leininger.
Well, to be fair, the staff had been whittled down by 80% from its peak already. It was, or 90% almost. It had, when I started there, the staff was 77. After I was cut in the round of cuts when they dropped their print product, the staff went down to 9. One guy had just hired out a week or two before to another job, so they had 8 left, and they cut everybody except one reporter and columnist. So they're putting out the news product with one person now.
And there is a unique relationship between the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, which is locally owned by the Inskeep family, and the Fort Wayne News Sentinel, which has had a variety of owners over the years. The newspapers are part of a joint operating agreement that kind of dictates how they function, right?
And that's always a modest challenge to describe to people who aren't in the business. It was joint operating agreements developed through a series of legislation passed in the mid-20th century when there was a wave of newspaper contraction going on, you know, with that demon competition radio cutting into their advertising dollars. And by the current law that it operates under was passed in 1970, there were at one time 28 JOAs. As far as I know, there are about 6 JOAs left in the country. And, you know, the Fort Wayne newspapers is still technically a JOA.
And they really did work for a long time in keeping newspapers competitive with each other and sharing costs and sharing expenses around the country. I mean, those stayed for a while.
Yeah, they withered, you know, over a long period, beginning even in the 1960s. I think the first little brother in a JOA collapsed. But But and it helped newspapers. It helped employ journalists. It helped provide competing perspectives and strong, diverse coverage in a community. But that time is passing. I mean, there are still a few, but
one of the things I tell my journalism students and people who probably are tired of hearing me talk about this, but it's easy to malign newspapers and newspaper ownership for things like an inability to monetize the internet adequately. But there really has been a lot of competing pressure on the newspaper industry. And I know that, you know, some of those things are national and some of those things are hyper local, like the absence of classified advertising in the wake of Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and things like that.
Craigslist not only ate your lunch, but provides a wonderful venue for arranging armed robberies. Yeah. Yeah. We love Craigslist and newspapers.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But people don't often think about how even just not just the different ways in which we get our news, but the different ways in which we get our advertising has affected the newspapers. Is there anything else that you can think of? Anything that you'd like to add as we wrap up?
I miss newspapers so much. You know, I mean, I've succumbed to glory days, glory days moaning. But yeah, I miss newspapers the way they ran in the 90s. And that was, in my experience, which began in the 80s, the 90s were about the peak of newspaper quality and ambition. It was a different world. And, well, I don't think the modern mix of media coverage hasn't taken over for the void left by newspapers as they've dwindled across the country.
Yeah, I agree. Though we try to do our part here at WBOI.
You're on the upswing.
We're working at it.
Yeah. No, you are certainly on the upswing. There are a few exceptions.
Well, Bob, I thank you so much for coming by the studio today to be a part of WBOI Presents. And to those who are listening, I shouldn't say this on public radio, but go buy a newspaper.
Not necessarily before you become a member.
Exactly.
Let me help you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. It was great to see you again.
You too.